Novos.
The Novos.
Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo.
Feel
good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy last show, Tyler.
It is my last day.
How are you feeling overall?
The one thing that I'm relieved about is no more 4 a.m. alarms.
That is a pretty big deal.
Like, your girl gets a sleep in from here on out.
Forever.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, you know, it'll suck not working with you. I am sad.
It will suck not working here, yeah. I am sad to go, but I'm pretty stoked about the morning alarms anymore,
I'll be honest. I can imagine. Now, Jess, we've just heard it's going to get down to 3 degrees this weekend.
Yeah.
And Tyler's got no heater.
I have no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have no power in parts of my house at the moment.
From the rolling blackouts.
When we had a huge blackout the other day, some of the fuses have just been fried in the meantime, and now I have no heater, no oven, no cooktop.
And being in Waratah, you must be like the northernmost house that was hit in all of Newcastle.
Yeah.
It was down the lake.
Well, that's what I thought, but Charles then we had friends around the corner that got hit in New Lambton as well, so it must have been...
Yeah, further south.
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't understand.
I think you're the northernmost house.
Do you think?
Yep.
I thought that too. I didn't think we would get hit by it, but apparently Ausgrid said we did.
And oh,
all the cords and wires and
3 degrees. 3 degrees
with no heater.
All the blankets, babe. All the blankets.
It's not going to cut it. I don't know what to do. I genuinely just considered going to a hotel. Well, I was going to say even book a hotel, or I'll drive to my parents' house 5 hours away from here because they've got a fire.
Oh,
that's worth. Seems
I've
worth
thought
it.
About it.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. I think it's worth it.
Do that. Okay.
Oh, my God, this is going to suck.
Road trip.
At least the car's got a heater on the way down.
That's true.
Sleep in the car.
No.
Heater on.
Jeez.
It's just petrol overnight. That's not too big a deal, is it?
This is a problem, you guys. It's a first world problem.
It sure is. You'll be fine.
We'll suck it up.
Yeah, that. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I like the cold, so I'm...
Are you mad?
I'm a winter girl. Bugger summer. Give me winter.
You could do a house swap with Tyler.
You wanna?
My heat is pretty good.
Experience the cold of Tyler's house.
Do the old switcheroo. We'll do wife swap for the weekend. You can have Marcus.
You can have Morgan. Sucked in.
I don't know who wins out of this.
None of us.
I just want to
Tyler gets a heater. That's the win.
Yeah, I'm the winner.
That's the main winning thing.
Yep.
Awesome. Of course, we catch you up with Jess for a bit more on the local news headlines next. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, so they're looking at trying to increase workplace safety, I guess, with the mines, yeah?
I mean, I guess you could kind of put it like that, but it's more about the pay and the annual leave and the sick days and all of that sort of thing. So it's something that Labor touted as something that they would fix, federal Labor, when they were heading into the election last year. Yesterday, Tony Burke, who's the Minister for Employment and Workplace Relation, was in the Hunter with Hunter MP Dan Repicoli to chat to doctors and to workers and to, you know, see what the real impact is of having workers underpaid in the mines. If you're a casual or if you're a permanent, there's such a big pay difference. It's crazy. Like, it can be up to 50 grand in some cases.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it trickles down to, you know, the entitlements as well. So how long service leave is calculated and how sick days are calculated and all of that sort of thing. So the stuff that they want to put in will hopefully fix that. Same job, same pay.
That seems fair.
Yes,
good working conditions anywhere is a nice thing for
any
staff.
Well, that's right.
I mean, I guess fingers crossed they can sort that out, basically.
Mm. In other news, Jess, a local sports gun has gone over to the UK.
Yeah, so Lachlan Wormsley got signed to the Halifax Panthers over in the UK in 2021. He played for South Newcastle, was born in Merriwar, and he's been named on the side to take on the Saints in what they call the Challenge Cup over in Britain, which is just like a knockout competition.
Yeah.
So Halifax haven't won for a while, but they're taking on the Saints, who've won the trophy like 13 times. So Lachlan, he's very excited. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he's very very, very keen to get on the field tomorrow morning our time, and hopefully they can get another trophy under
that's belt. Cool. Is there anywhere that locals can watch it?
I think it's streamed online somewhere, yeah, I cool. believe. Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it's nice to see local guys going overseas and doing
yeah, getting ahead.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, thanks for that. And Tyler, you'd be well aware of the somewhat legendary status of the restaurant Pino's.
Oh, so good.
It's delicious. They're pasta focused, aren't they?
I love pasta. So that place is just
right up your alley. Yeah.
Yep.
They grew quite a bit when they expanded to next door. Not that long ago.
Yeah.
They used to be very like small and just a thing, but now it's quite a bit bigger, so easier to get a table and stuff. However, with interest rates going up and everything, they were like, oh no, our I guess sales basically have gone
turnover.
It's gone quite down.
Yep.
Now they're traditionally a vegan restaurant.
Yep.
Right? That's all they do.
You know what though? Like going there and ordering a pasta, of course you notice that the menu doesn't have any
meat on it.
Or animal products on it, right? Yeah. But when you eat the food, it doesn't feel vegan.
No,
it doesn't feel like you're eating lettuce.
No, that's right. It's pasta. You go, oh,
yeah, it's
I love
so
carbs.
Good. Yeah,
it's carbs,
but
right?
It just doesn't. Yeah, doesn't taste like
you don't think oh,
a
this,
vegan meal.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's pretty
you know?
Good. Yeah,
it's amazing.
You have some wine and you forget that you've eaten a vegan meal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's the experience.
It's so good
for most people.
Yes.
However, sales gone right down. The owner's gone. Don't know what to do. Flipped the script, started cooking bacon and stuff.
So, bit of crispy bacon on top of your carbonara.
Sales are right back up again.
Yes.
It's vegan no more. Apparently, a lot of vegans have cracked it.
Of course they have.
Because he said...
It's so on brand for a vegan to crack it, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're...
You're probably still going to be able to order your vegan pasta.
Of course you
There's
can.
There's just more options for more people
exactly.
now.
Exactly. He's just... All he's done is broaden his customer base.
Yeah.
He's still looking after the vegans. But you know why they're cracking it and angry? Because
you know
they haven't had enough meat to eat.
That's exactly right. But also, too,
I've got tired all the time.
I've got vegan friends. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, the restaurants they recommend, except for Pino's, I'm like, nah. Can we go somewhere that caters
Jesus.
To everyone?
That's right.
I don't want to eat lettuce like you for dinner. I would like something more substantial. So now if you go to Pino's, you can still get your vegan pasta. That doesn't even taste like vegan pasta because it's delicious.
Yeah.
But then now I can get a pasta with a big chunk of bacon on top.
And that sounds great to me.
Yes, please.
Like actually better.
It's still, I always like will drive past that place so busy.
Oh, they're busy.
And
yes,
you know what? But... Also too, vegan products are so expensive to buy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too.
So it's like if you just get a pasta with some real butter instead of vegan butter,
cheaper.
It's going to cost you half the price.
Exactly. Well,
the vegans aren't going to know.
All I can say is whatever they're doing is working. Good luck to them.
Yep.
I love their food. So,
so
happy
good.
Days. New FM.
Tyler and Trevo. The Novos.
Novos. Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, and happy Feel Good Friday. If you're just joining us, welcome. Now, yesterday on the show, we talked dishwashers.
Yes, because an argument that went down at the Waratah Manor was something I needed to get your advice on, Crevo, and you're dead wrong.
Well, the more I learn about your partner, Marcus, the more I realise he's a very smart guy. He just gets the real world.
No.
He just understands it.
You're both as deluded as each other, I've discovered.
Okay, so the debate, and we'll just briefly mention it here. Cutlery in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Handle up or handle down. Find out what Newcastle thinks up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. New FM.
Asking the hard-hitting questions here at New FM this morning, Crevo. What is the correct way to put cutlery in the dishwasher? When you're stacking the dishwasher, you must go handle down, prongs down first. If you're putting in a fork, prongs down first. Handle up. No, it's... Yeah, that's not wrong. That's the right way to do it.
No, the handle goes down.
But it's
your
so
partner, Marcus, knows best. You should know this by now.
It's so efficient when you're emptying the dishwasher just to grab the cutlery by the handles and put them straight in the cutlery drawer.
Doesn't wash it as good
oh
as well.
Oh, my God. It makes no sense that your brains don't work that way.
You
actually, it does make sense because you're all a bunch of idiots.
You have got this wrong. your partner, Marcus. Yeah, I just got a message before, hashtag in Marcus we trust. And do you know what?
Don't tell him that. You don't need to stroke his ego.
He is so right.
This was an argument that went down at the Waratah Manor, and we need this to be settled once and for all by Novocastrians.
Yeah. All right, let's let everyone decide. Belinda's first in Macquarie Hills. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better. Now, you're representing all of Macquarie Hills. Which way do you put it?
Oh, Creevo, you're so wrong. Yes. It's down.
Excuse me?
Thank you, sister.
Because, Tyler, she's right. She's right. When you take them out, you then just hold the handle, put them in, and there's no fingerprints all over your spoons and forks that you're about to eat with.
Ridiculous.
We work smarter, not harder, don't we, Belinda?
Yes. Oh, mate.
Did you hang up on her?
Yeah, of course.
How dare you?
Oh, look, I got what she had to say and was wrong.
And you didn't like it, so you shut her up.
Exactly.
Typical male. Let's go to Lisa in Madawi next. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Which way are you putting the cutlery in the dishwasher?
Look, unfortunately for you, I've got to agree with Marcus and Creevo.
Oh,
yeah,
my
thank
God.
You.
Why?
Purely because our health, and you should realise, you know, with the toilet and all that kind of thing with the jug, health is important to you. So if you have the forks up, there's not going to be any residue of old food on them when they're in the bottom.
That's so true.
I love that you still remember the old kettle in the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Because famously, Marcus, my partner, is unhygienic, and that's the way that he puts the cutlery in the dishwasher as well. It's the incorrect and unhygienic way.
Nah, look, we've got to listen to
Lisa. You know why it's unhygienic?
Here.
Because then you pick the fork up by the prongs and you're putting dirty fingers
There's a little bit you can grab. Now, if you also Google proper way to load cutlery, press images, every single photo shows the prongs of the fork.
I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, now that represents all of Madawi. Everyone in Madawi saying up. Let's
get
up.
Kim to settle this once and for all in Bell Vegas North. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you putting cutlery in the dishwasher?
I'm agreeing with you, darling.
Yes.
What?
You are right.
We win.
Exactly.
It
yes,
is the,
we do.
It is hygienic.
Yep.
It is efficient.
Yep.
It is smart. Thank you, Kim.
Yep, my pleasure.
What, just to clarify, you mean handles down, yeah?
No. What if you're going to get the kids to empty the dishwasher? They're going to grab the knives. They're going to grab the forks.
They're going to stab
you've got
themselves.
To look after them. Exactly. And you can see that. It's the males that are saying it that way.
Stupid males.
We do it all the time.
What about Lisa? Are you calling her a male?
No.
That seems rude.
Definitely not.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. Like Kim pointed out, Creevo, what if the kids were to enter the dishwasher and stab themselves? It's as though...
No, knives. Sharp knives go on the top rack.
You hate the safety of children. That's what I take away from that.
You have got that so wrong.
Anyway, we win. Girls win.
Ugh, what a disgrace. Tyler, you'd be well aware of those new mobile phone cameras, right?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's to catch you, of course, using a mobile phone, which you shouldn't be doing. However...
Whilst driving.
That's right. Whilst driving.
Behind the wheel, yeah.
Yeah. However... This one man, just south of Newey, down in Sydney, has said that he wasn't, in fact, using his mobile phone when captured on camera. He was holding a packet of the Aldi version of the La Snack, the Dippet.
So he was not using his phone. He was treating himself to some of the Bicky and plastic cheese.
Yeah.
That is a La Snack.
Yeah. So he's hired a lawyer because he believed he was, in fact, you know, he's so much belief in himself.
He's been wrongly accused.
That's right. And the lawyer has said, my client is a hardworking Australian who was simply trying to have his afternoon tea after finishing work.
Fair enough.
In the witness box, he then demonstrated how he was able to hold and open the packet of Dippets whilst still holding the wheel securely, which in therefore shows that he did have proper control of the vehicle, because the photo showed his left hand was in contact with the steering wheel while he was attempting to open the packet
at the moment
he went through the camera.
That takes some talent in order to rip the foil lid off a Dippet while still maintaining full control of a vehicle.
Well, here's what he was able to demonstrate.
Talented man.
If you hold the dippet with the cheese facing down and peel the lid from the top,
yeah,
then the, like, biscuits won't fall out because of the angle that you're doing the peeling.
Smart.
So not only will you not lose your biscuits, but you won't lose your license as well.
So there's a hot tip. If you want to open some dippets whilst you're on the road safely without getting a fine, tip it upside down.
That's right. And also, make sure if you're opening snacks, maybe wait till you go past the special mobile phone cameras. Because a packet of dippets does look like a mobile phone.
Especially when they're upside down.
And with grainy black and white footage, which is all of these cameras seem to be able to photograph.
And you know what? A rule that I do know is in place in New South Wales is that you only need to have one hand on the wheel in order to maintain control of the car. You know why? Because I once got pulled over eating a Magnum.
Did you
and,
now?
And a copper said to me... I think it was an almond one.
Okay, good to know. Details are important.
And a copper pulled me over saying, you don't have 10 and 2. No two hands on the wheel. And I was like, excuse me, I can still drive with one hand and treat myself to a little sweet ice cream snack. And he was like, this is a warning if you do it again. So I did some research and I was like, nah, if you get me again, I've got the print-off in the glove box ready to go for you.
At all times.
Yep.
Do you still have the print-off?
Of course I do, because I do treat myself to a Magnum here and there whilst in the car.
And you need to know that you're safe.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, be careful on the roads, everyone.
Hot tip.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, here we go. All you got to do is figure out what the theme is between three things that we give you, little topics. And if you can do that faster and better than the other person, you get prizes.
You do. You get heaps of prizes this week, Crevo. Of course, you got in the draw to win a whale-watching experience for two with Nova Cruises.
$150 value right there.
Right in time for whale-watching season as well, isn't
it? Good.
Have
Imagine
you seen
that.
Any out there yet?
I haven't done a little trip out because the weather's not been brilliant.
Yep.
But I love going up to the Anzac Walk up the top.
Yes.
And just check out there. Just the, got a little binoculars.
I saw one.
Did you?
With my bare eyes, with no binoculars. I just saw a little splash. That's... And it's enough to get, like, everyone around you. It's like, oh, there's
Did
one.
You see that?
And then everyone turns, like, where? And it's like, you got to look out there. No one knows where you're pointing.
At the ocean.
Yeah, that way.
That direction in general.
We'll also hook you up with a double in-season pass to John Farnham, Finding the Voice as well. If you want to play Three of a Kind, we're doing it next. Call now on 4967 4105. Prizes, Creeper.
I know. You get heaps of stuff just for being working that stuff out, right?
Working it out.
We need two contestants, 4967 4105, if you want to win all that. As you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Passing Gamble from the Knights joining us on the show next, Crevo.
That he is now, though.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
This is your chance to win yourself a double to go and see John Farnham, the movie. It's going to be amazing. Plus,
I think it's out in cinemas now.
Oh, there you go. I mean, see
group it with, into that on the weekend if it's cold.
Exactly. See it with your own money or win it here. Of course, we also have the double to go whale watching. You're in the draw for that just by getting on the show.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
We've got our runner-up from yesterday. It's Kelly in Gillison Heights. Hey, Kelly.
Hi. How are you going?
Very well. How Brilliant. Are you for a Feel Good Friday?
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
That's always.
Good.
That's good.
Good to hear. Also, Renee is in Bell Vegas. How are you doing?
Good morning.
How is it out there today?
Freezing.
Oh, my God. It is so cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tyler is actually wrapped in a fluffy blanket this morning in the studio.
I am a blanket burrito this morning because she's fresh. Cool.
Yep, Renee just... Absolutely killing it with the banter today. Right. We appreciate that.
Let's test everyone's buzzers. Let's go with Kelly first.
Kelly.
Nice. Strong.
Renee.
Yeah, she's all over it.
All over it. All right. Into the first one.
Sunny side up, poached, omelette.
Kelly.
Renee. Oh, that was Kelly.
Kelly.
Egg.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good stuff. All
next
right,
one.
Next, here we go.
Virgin, Jetstar, Qantas.
Renee.
Oh, Renee, what is it?
Airline.
Yeah, it is.
Sure
That's
is.
One apiece.
We've got a tiebreaker on our hands.
We do indeed. Chewy caramel, double coat, original.
Renee.
Oh, Renee, what is it?
Oh, I think I've spoken to you soon. An ice block?
It's not an ice block. Kelly, do you want to have a crack at it?
Can you just repeat it, sorry?
Chewy caramel double coat original.
Nah, too long.
All right, next one. Yeah. All right, it still one apiece. Tim Tam flavors. Next one. Prawns, crab, lobster.
Kelly.
Kelly, what is it?
Seafood.
Yeah, it is.
You got it.
Congratulations. The Farnham ticket's all yours. Plus, of course, in the draw for whale watching passes as well. Now, Renee, can we get you back on Monday to have another crack?
Absolutely. I haven't had a coffee yet.
yeah, that's
right. Have your coffee Monday morning, dog. You'll get it.
A little bit early and you'll be fine. Awesome. Of course, it's back then. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good.
Tyson Gamble, one of the most vocal players on the field from the Knights, joins us on the phone right now. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Very well. Thanks
Never
for joining
better.
Us this morning. Of course, off the back of a big win on the weekend, are we taking those vibes into our next game for the Indigenous round this weekend in Coffs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, last week was awesome and we had a bit of a rough game against the Eels, so it was definitely good to bounce back and grab some 2 points. It's going to be a pretty good game this week against the Sharks, I reckon. Obviously, Indigenous round, there's a fair bit to play for. I'm not sure if you've seen our jersey, but it is unreal.
They look awesome.
They are so cool.
But Big Frizz, actually, when we caught up with him a couple of weeks ago, he made mention of you and how lively you can be on the field, but you're pretty quiet off the field. Is that right? Would that be a fair assumption?
Oh, yeah, yes and no. It depends on what sort of situation I'm in. If it's a big group situation, I sort of just chill out a bit, yep. But... I don't know. If it's a bit smaller of a group, I'll be a bit more out there. But I don't know. It sort of changes.
I got to say, though, do you love just being a bit lippy on the field as well? Does it just come naturally?
Oh, it sort of just comes naturally. I feel like I'm pretty quick-witted in certain things. So when in the heat of the moment, if something gets said to me, I'm pretty quick to fire back. And sometimes it's not always all that friendly, but, you know, it comes and it goes, you know. I do cop a bit as well, just being how I am, but... It is what it is, mate. It's all part of the game.
Yeah, that's it. You got to give it. You got to take it as well. Of course, like we said earlier, big win last weekend with Ponga, of course, playing in that brand new position. How did the team gel with that, with Ponga playing in that new position?
I've said it all along with KP, where the Knights are a better team when he's playing. And obviously when he plays like that, it makes it a lot easier for everybody else. So the team's loving having him back. Obviously his first game back against the Eels wasn't all that great, and he took ownership for that in all the team meetings we had and put his hand up and owned it, which is what you want to see from your leaders of the club. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation about him this year with how he's going to play in the new position and the head knock he had, but for him to turn up and put a performance like that in, it's just going to do himself the world of confidence and us the world of confidence as well.
It's exactly what needed to happen, and yeah, it was an absolute amaze. It was a killer of a game to watch, and we hope we can do it all over again this weekend. Yeah, in Coffs for the Indigenous round against the Sharks, Tyson Gamble, thanks
Good
for joining
luck,
us,
man.
Mate. Best of luck.
No, thank you both for having me on, and I appreciate it.
The Novos.
The Novos. Tyler and Crevo. New FM. Feel good Friday.
Now, Jess, are you still there?
Yeah.
We got to talk about this removing the pokey room sign situation.
Mm.
Is that really their response to anti-money laundering fears? Is we'll get rid of the signs?
But the thing is, too, it's like, okay, you can take the signs that are up there, you can take them down now and you can replace them with new ones, but it's still going to basically send the same message, no?
Well, even if you get rid of the signs, do you think hardened criminals are out there doing crime, getting heaps of cash, which they then need to launder? Do you think they go, oh, they've taken the signs down, I don't know where the poker machines are anymore, I'm just going to give up crime?
Dumb.
I don't know. I mean, it's one part of
mind.
A bigger plan. I mean, hopefully, you know, at least for the non-criminals, those who have a gambling problem, hopefully, you know, with the signage not being there, it won't be like a temptation, like if they were walking down the street and thinking, I'm not going to gamble today, and then they see a sign and go, oh, maybe I will.
You know what? That absolutely makes sense. But to say that that's a response to get rid of the crime behind money laundering is so absurd. It's ridiculous.
It's just going to cost more businesses more money to remove the signs and replace them with new ones as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
You know what? You know who wins out of that? Sign makers.
Yeah.
They're rubbing their hands together.
Another small biz. You're right.
Exactly. They're going to do well off that.
Of course, trivia check after 7. Next, though, Crevo, we are talking Newcastle's tattoo disasters.
If you've got a story, we want to hear about it.
Yes.
We'll chat more about it in just a minute, though, as you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo, New FM. Tyler, I'm just going to call her Instagram girl, went to Bali to get some fresh ink.
Yeah, right? That's pretty common, isn't it?
A lot of people saw
Brad and Bess do it a couple of weeks ago from the Knights.
That's right. A lot of people do it because they go, oh, you know, the artists are really good. It's very affordable. Mm-hmm. And it's an excuse. It's like you go on holidays and you come back with a new tattoo.
Yeah, you're all linked up.
However, it doesn't always go as planned. This poor girl got a tattoo done, but they got things around the wrong way a little bit. Listen to how she reacted about how sad she was.
I came to Bali to get a tattoo. It was supposed to say angel energy. And now it just says energy angel.
So basically, if you can't hear what she's saying, she's like, I went to Bali and I don't get tattoos very often, only maybe one or two a month, which is a lot.
That's heaps.
And then she's like, it was supposed to say angel energy, but it says energy angel. Which, you know what?
Isn't so bad.
If you're an energy angel,
sounds
that
means
pretty good. You just radiate good vibes.
Yeah.
That's what I get from it.
I reckon they've edited that. Because they thought she had it around the wrong way.
Yeah, they were like, no, it's way better if you do it this way, sis.
Exactly.
We're telling you it's better.
Well, by doing it.
She didn't like it, though, did she?
No, very upset. Sometimes tattoos go wrong.
Oh, God, yes.
Sometimes it's not what you thought, or they spell it wrong, or perhaps it's just no good, doesn't look good.
In a friend of mine's case, she got the pink ribbon tattoo.
Okay.
Tattooed on her for, like, a family member. Hectic allergic reaction to the red ink.
Really?
So she had to get it removed. She's been so sick ever since she had it.
Oh, that's bad.
That's a big disaster, isn't it?
Home jobs as well.
Oh, they're always the best, aren't they?
Oh, you say best.
They've always got a story behind them, though, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
But they look absolute
trash.
Rubbish.
Yeah, so this is what we're after here. 4967-4105. Do you have a tattoo disaster story around Newcastle, or do you know someone that does?
Have you witnessed one?
An absolute rotter. Something's gone wrong. It's spelled badly. Any kind of tattoo disaster story.
No regrets is what we're looking for here.
Exactly.
4967-4105. We're after Newcastle's tattoo disasters. If you call and share your stories, we'll hook you up. We'll chuck you in the draw for a whale watching experience for two, all thanks to Nova Cruises. Of course, these tickets are Spenno, and it is right in time for whale watching season as well.
You get two tickets. It's worth like $150.
Yeah,
so
good.
Turn your, I guess, tattoo disaster into something positive.
Yeah.
This is just share your story and we'll trade it for that. You're waking up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo. That number again, 4967-4105, New FM. And Newcastle's tattoo disasters is what we're looking for here. Perhaps it was wrong spelling or a home job, that sort of thing.
Yep.
After this poor girl went to Bali and got the words of the tattoo were in the wrong order.
And she's not happy about it. Stroppy.
Real stroppy.
Emotional.
Very much so. Let's go to the phones and find out Newcastle's stories. 4967-4105. Trish in Rutherford first. How are you?
I'm very cold, Crevo, but other than that, doing well. Can I just say one thing before I say this?
Yeah.
Can I just wish Tyler all the best? It's been awesome listening to you on the radio.
Thank you, Trish.
All the best in your new adventure.
Bless your sweet soul. Thank you so much, Trish.
I've enjoyed listening to you since you've been on there. You're straightforward. I've laughed and all that. So, yeah, thanks very much for all that.
That's lovely.
Thank you, Trish.
That's really nice. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Now, you're covered in tats, are you, Trish? Have you got a disaster story?
No, I haven't got any, thank goodness. My son has got a fair few on him.
Yeah.
And he was going out with this girl for quite a while, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And was very proud to go and get a name tattooed on.
Right. Oh. Where did he get it?
He got on his arm. Yeah, okay. In the thing on his arm.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got something to show you. And she goes, what is it? Showed him the tattoo and she started laughing. He said, what are you laughing about? She said, you spelt my name wrong. And he goes, you're kidding, aren't you? And he goes, no, it's spelt wrong. She said, it's S-H-E-L-B-Y, not S-H-E-E-L-B-Y.
Oh, so, that's stupid.
Have you ever met anyone called Shelby?
he got it spelt wrong. But since then, they split up and he's got it covered over. But, yeah, he spelled it the wrong way. He was so proud that he got it done and then it was spelt wrong. So,
that
yeah.
is so funny. That's a classic story. Thanks for that, Trish. Let's go to Tegan next in New Lambton. Hey, Tegan.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. Have you got a disaster tattoo story?
I do. My sister, just after her 18th birthday, thought, yep, I'm going to go and get some ink.
Yeah.
And so she went in and picked a few Chinese symbols off the wall, which obviously this always ends well, but she picked up love, money and power.
Yeah.
And was very happy with it. It was a good job. Anyway, years later, she went to go and get a massage and the Chinese masseuse started laughing when she was doing her back.
Yeah.
And it turns out that those symbols said Windy Woman.
I love that.
Oh, my God. So she thought that these tattoos had a completely different meaning, but it just meant that she was pumping out heaps of farts.
Apparently, yeah. So she was just like, oh, you're a Windy Woman. And my sister was like, no, 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 love, money and power. And she was like, no, no, no.
Windy Woman.
And is she a Windy Woman?
Oh, look, I don't want to say this online, but yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$650 up for grabs, Crevo, this morning.
How good is that? It's so easy. All you got to do is answer one question correctly.
Especially for a Feel Good Friday.
Especially for your last show.
Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to give it away today.
That would be nice.
That would be my parting gift.
Yeah.
Not out of my back pocket from the bosses, but...
And you have no control over it because it's just random what questions come up.
Yes, but... If we can manifest giving it away today, that's exactly
nice.
What we're going to do.
It would be nice for a Friday, yes, please. So, of course, if you want to win the cash by answering one question, 4967-4105. Call now and play Trivia Check up next. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, let's give away $650, Crevo.
Yes, please, for your last show, how good would that be? And a feel-good Friday. Imagine that, nice little combo.
It just feels right to give it away today, doesn't it?
It sure does. However, we got no control over it. It comes down to you, the listener.
Well, it comes down to Maddie in Rutherford this morning. Hey, Maddie. Are you feeling confident this morning, Maddie? Do you reckon you can nail this question today?
I hope so. I'm really nervous.
Nah, you'll be right, sis. You've got this. We're all friends here. Don't be nervous.
Yeah, relax.
Now, tell us, if you win $650, Maddie, what are you doing with it?
Well, I have to go to work today, but then I have a few more days off before I return from mat leave. So it'd be nice for my husband and I to go out for a nice dinner or something and, yeah, just celebrate the last of our leave together.
Treat yourself. Nice bougie dinner. Yeah. Spend it all. $650 on one dinner.
You deserve it.
You do deserve it. Now, don't let the five-second timer get in your head, Maddie. Are you ready? What is the 12th and final animal in the Chinese zodiac? Can you say that again?
I said a pig, but it was a complete guess. I have no idea.
Do you say a pig?
Yeah.
Pig is correct! Maddie and Rutherford, you've just won $650.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
What a guess.
What a guess. It has just won you $650, Maddie. Well, that's done. Awesome. We manifested that.
I know. That's so good. Well, congratulations. The cash is all yours.
That and big bougie dinner is coming your way, sis.
That it is. And that's how easy it is to win.
Now, today, Kreebo, of course, I announced on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Today's my last show.
That it is. That it is.
I, yeah, I've had a blast here at UFM. I think we worked out, if I calculated all of the hours that I've spent on air here, it's well over a week, which is a long time.
It sure is. And
non-stop? That's a lot of my voice.
It's been fun, though, hasn't it?
So much fun.
Like, you and I, we've got plenty of laughs along the journey.
Oh, my God, and we talk absolute rubbish behind the scenes. Some of the things that we would say in the Sandgate bunker, if the mics were on, we'd be fired.
Probably.
Easily, I reckon.
Now, because of this, what I've done is put together a little package of my favourite bits of the show that we've had along the journey.
So
I'm just going to play it now. Here we go. Well, as we do our final show, I just wanted to say thank you for being a great friend, and we had so many laughs together. In such a short time, I really felt we learnt a lot about you along the journey. Firstly, of course, your love of food, Tyler, is undeniable.
And then another thin layer of chocolate, and then right in the centre is a gooey salted caramel yolk.
Oh, I could get around that. In and around my mouth. In and around my mouth.
Just slip it in there.
Yum!
Another thing we know about your girl, Tyler, is she loves to be comfortable.
I had to layer up wearing tracksuits to bed.
Well, what colour tracksuits you got going for the sleep time?
The tracksuit that I'm wearing right now is what I...
You're just in your pyjamas.
Yep. It's nice, matching beige tracksuit.
Pyjama tracksuit. Good to know. Behind the scenes, I'll have you know that about half the time, Tyler is wrapped in a big fluffy blanket. The next thing we learn about Tyler is she doesn't mind a bit of cousin love. And is there anybody in Newcastle that thinks it's okay to get with your cousin?
Let's go up first to Julianne in North Rothbury.
I'm Team Prevo. It is disgusting and there's no way in the world you should get with your cousin.
I would just like to specify, I am not on Team Get With Your Cousin. We were just wanting to know if there was anyone that was kind of not against this. Definitely, this is not a Team Tyler, Team Kreebo thing. We are on the same side.
Thanks, Julian. Thanks for the support. Hey, you're into what you're into, and that's fine. Now, I wouldn't call Tyler a Karen, but our listeners did. Hashtag never forget.
Should door knockers be illegal, yes or no? I'm voting yes.
What you could do, Karen, is put a sign on your door. Please don't knock, Karen lives here.
That's a good idea, and that, I think, summarises it perfectly. Tyler, stop being such a Karen. Karen by name and Karen by fashion choice for footwear. We know Tyler loves the Crocs, but we also found out that Tyler wants to bling them up a bit too.
The most latest purchase are gibbets on my Crocs. They are
ridiculous.
They are hot. They are fashion.
Gibbets and fashion are not two words that belong in the same sentence. Another journey we followed you on, Tyler, was, of course, the swimmer day. But during that, you had a problem. Luckily, I'm a problem solver.
Prevo, as you know, I'm still doing my swimmer day.
Yeah.
Things are starting to get a bit hairy.
Oh, dear.
Not enough.
Shave it as well, I suggest. Anyway, we'll chat more about that next. We also found out, and this really surprised me, how much you love feet.
Where do you stand on toe sucking?
It's an absolute no in all shapes and forms.
Have you ever had anyone...
No.
Really?
Have you?
It's quite nice.
Leave that there. She licked me like a lollipop. Well, what can I say? You like what you like. It's been fun, Tyler. Best of luck on the next adventure, and thank you for being a great friend and on-air partner. There we go.
Oh, my God. That's exposed all my worst traits. Toe sucking.
You're into what you're into.
And getting with my cousin. Thanks for highlighting that.
Look, it's my pleasure. And, of course, we also have treats for you as well.
Oh, yes. That's the best bit.
From Mayfield's hidden French patisserie.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
It's literally this guy. He's a French guy who makes these treats in, like, a little kitchen at the back of his house.
Is that a lemon tart?
It sure is.
You know I'm a slut for a lemon tart, Kreebo.
I sure do.
The Novos.
Tyler and Kreebo. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, Crevo, I'm just
cold, eh?
Oh my god, I'm just looking at the forecast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night is going to get down to 4 degrees near the Waratah Manor.
Oof.
That is so cold. And you know what? You know how half of Newcastle had a little blackout the other day?
Yeah.
That killed all my appliances. So your girl's got no heater.
So are you going to go out and like, do you not even have one in your room?
No. Well, yeah, no.
Because normally how do you heat your bedroom?
We've got a little reverse cycle that usually will pump heat through the whole house.
Right. So you've just got one in the main room and that's it.
And that's dead. Like, all the wires that aircon have been completely fried.
So, are you going to get, like, a little oil heater or something?
I think I'm just going to fly to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. That seems like the reasonable
thing to
do.
It's not warm over
there. No, it's the wrong part of the world.
Somewhere tropical that I can get to quick?
India.
That. I'll go there. Is it warm?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Okay, I'll wrangle some mum's credit card.
Yeah, you don't use your own money for anything if you can avoid it.
Well, maybe I just book a night at the QT or something because, oh my God, it's going to be so cold at the Waratah Manor with no heating.
Yeah, definitely.
And this weekend is going to be fresh.
Definitely is. Next, we get into a little bit of a school debate around a situation. They're talking about potentially banning chocolate milk.
Nah.
Has this gone too far?
Yes.
Chat more about it next. New FM. And Tyler, I was just reading this story yesterday about how in some parts of America, they're looking at banning chocolate milk in schools.
Why?
Well, because it's got so much sugar in it. It's one of those ones.
What about the calcium?
It's one of those ones that has like hidden sugar. Yeah, there's calcium in it, but in a 600ml milk, there's about 7 teaspoons.
Shit, that's a lot of sugar.
Like imagine you're doing a cup of tea and you go, one, yeah, I have one. Oh, I have two sugars.
Nah, chuck
three,
7 in.
4, 5, 6, 7. It's a lot of sugar.
There's a lot of sugar.
I couldn't drink a tea like that.
Not a chance.
But a chalky milk.
I would smash that down in one big gulp.
And that is why they're looking at banning it. And now, of course, straight away on the like in the comments section, that people are like, they should do this in Australia as well.
No, they should not. Don't you touch the chalky milk. Leave it where it is.
You know what, though? If I had a kid, I don't think I'd want them having 7 sugars at lunch just before they...
Oh, my God, but chocolate milk?
A couple of hours before they come home.
I reckon I would have smashed a chocky milk every day when I was at high school. Every day. First thing I would do would go to the canteen and get myself a little chocky milk and either a toasted sandwich or a little meat pie.
Now, if you're...
That's what I lived off in high school.
I know that. But if you had a kid in the future, right, and they went to school and they go, oh, I'm having tea with 7 sugars just first thing in the morning, what would you say?
I'd be worried about the dental bill later, like, years down the track.
Correct. Like, but this is for their own good.
You can't. It's part of our genetic makeup, Crevo. A chalky milk at school. It's the one thing some kids look forward to. It's the only thing some kids look forward to.
Did you have a special relationship with chalky milk?
I did. You can't take it away from the children.
I just think at school, while the teachers are trying to wrangle
them, they'll burn
them.
It off. They go out and play soccer at lunchtime or bull rush or whatever kids these days play and like bash each other. I don't know. They'll burn it off.
7 sugars though, and that's just one. Like if they have one in the morning and one at lunch,
yeah, one's enough.
That's 14 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh my God, that is a lot of sugar. They'll be burning it off. They're active kids.
All right, bit of a debate here, light and bright, of course. 4967-4105. Should we be banning chocolate milk at schools? Because I didn't realise, I did not know how much sugar it has.
Neither did
it's
I,
a lot.
But you don't need to bring chocolate milk into this. Leave it where it is.
I don't know. I think if they're like banning all this other stuff and trying to make kids healthier.
I turned out all right.
Yeah, I wish I had a few less chocolate milks at school.
I don't. I regret nothing.
4967-4105. Should they ban chocolate milk in schools in Australia?
Share your thoughts with us and we'll put you in the draw for a whale-watching experience for two with Nova Cruises. Right in time for whale-watching season as well, Crevo. Should we ban chalky milk from school canteens here in Australia?
Well,
yes
here
or no?
In Newcastle especially, this is your voice that counts. 4967-4105, call the show now. And we're talking here banning chalky milk in schools. They did it in America, and now the first comments on like the news stories that I saw there were they should do that in like in Australia and Newcastle, of course.
No.
I don't know. You're against it, but I'm like looking at it thinking, you know, obesity affects 25%. That's a quarter of Australian children.
You can have anything. It just has to be in, what's the word?
Moderation.
Moderation, that.
Yeah, but at having it available at school at all times, it's just like, you know, having anything that's bad for you available and easy.
Of course.
7 teaspoons of sugar.
Share your thoughts on this. 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong to be banning chocky milk from school? I think it's absolute madness. Leave the chocky milks out of it.
A quarter of Australian children.
Just reduce the sugar. Make a low sugar one.
Yeah, but are they going to pick that?
No.
Of course not. They want the one with 7 teaspoons of sugar.
No, but don't give them the option. They won't pick up on it.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know, that's the same as banning it if you're getting rid of the one with any sugar.
No, it's not. It's just giving them a healthier option, which is what everyone's concerned about, what you're concerned about with obesity and the amount of sugar children are having.
I just can't believe a quarter of Aussie kids have obesity problems.
Leave chalky milk out of it.
All right, this is the debate that's happening at the moment. 4967-4105 to get involved. Aaron's first in Cameron Park. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, I think chalky milk's fairly low risk when you consider the energy drinks and vapes at school. And I think I seen on the news last night the soda bulbs. I mean, I remember kids doing those soda bulbs at school when I was at school, but there was a girl on the news last night that's possibly lost the use of her legs.
Jeez.
Because of...
That's pretty full
See,
on.
See, Aaron, you make a very good point. Chalky milk is the least of our problems here, Crevo.
I'm not saying that there's not other problems. I'm just saying, hey, if it's one of the ones that's a big contributor, let's knock it on the head now.
Don't bring chalky milk into it. Let's go to Sheridan next, also in Cameron Park. Hey, Sheridan.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
We're at a 7-day Adventist school.
Yeah.
And they've already banned chalky milk.
It's already happening right here in the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Ludicrous. Yeah. And how did the children take it? Did they have to go to therapy?
Oh, I tell you what, the parents that need to go through the therapy because there is happiness left.
See?
Everything is banned. They've banned hot chicken Tuesdays. Everything's gone.
Jeez.
Think of the children, Crevo. They've got nothing fun to eat anymore.
Well,
are they
going
to eat oranges and drink water?
Yeah, at school, yeah.
Yeah, you can, but then you can still have a little treat here and there. Do you never treat yourself?
On the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, not at school.
No. Nah.
When kids are trying to learn.
Let's go to Heidi next in Greta. Hey, Heidi.
Hello, Crevo, really?
See?
Well, like kids, I don't know, 7 teaspoons of sugar. I just can't imagine having a tea and putting 7 teaspoons of sugar in. It seems like a lot.
No, because... that doesn't make sense, but the calcium coming out of chocolate milk versus a little bit of sugar when they're burning it off anyway, come on!
Okay, you know what Tyler did say that actually makes sense? Like, get one with low sugar.
Yeah.
Like 1 teaspoon.
Yeah, you could have a low sugar content, absolutely, but they burn it off anyway. We had donuts at school and I'm not obese.
Yeah, see, we all turned out all right. I had a chalky milk every day and I would like to consider myself quite normal.
You are healthy.
I'm fine.
You are healthy.
Thank you.
I don't know. For some
all in
kids,
moderation.
Yeah.
Keep the chalky milks where they belong in the school canteens.
Well, it seems like some are already banning it.
I'll be going to that school and having a stern word with them.
Will you?
Give them back the chalky milk.
The Novos.
The Novos. Tyler Crevo. Tyler Crevo. Feel good Friday.
I tell you what, I've wrapped up my last week very well here at UFM Crevo. Tour de Toasty has wrapped up officially as of today.
Yep. And I just wanted to make mention here as well, because of course we will be crowning the winner today.
Yes.
Purnell Trophies has hooked us up with an amazing trophy. It's got like a picture of the toasty somehow magically printed onto it.
And it is like a legit trophy.
Yeah, it's
like,
a big
it's
old...
It's none of these like little desktop ones. It's a big dog.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're wanting like a really cool custom trophy, they can make anything into a trophy. Like I was in there, they literally had a trophy in the shape of a Kit Kat. Like it looked like a Kit Kat.
That's cool.
So they can really do anything. So
they're
if you're
geniuses
some, yeah, exactly.
at their craft.
Purnell Trophies, check them out.
Hit them up. Of course, we will be crowning the winner of our Tour de Toasty next. Piper, our official Toasty taste tester, will be in studio with us. We'll be calling the winner to let them know that they have the official best toasty in Newcastle.
We're doing that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Tyler and Crevo are on the hunt for Newcastle's best toasty. This is the Novos Tour de Toasty on 105.3 UFM.
Yeah, that's right. It has been quite the journey. Started off as just an offhand comment.
Literally, it just, we had a cold snap and I was like, you know what, I could really rip into a toasty now.
And then
it turned into a full tour.
Including, of course, Piper, who became our official toasty taste tester of the people. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning. Yes, taster of the people. What a title.
What a responsibility, though, right?
I know. Yeah, yeah. You really got to take this seriously. And we did.
Yeah, you've carried that responsibility well. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, a lot of weight on your shoulders and on the plate with all of the ingredients that they had in those toasties.
Yes. Whoa. Of course. Now, last week we asked Novocastrians to recommend their favourite toasty cafe. Mm-hmm. And we combined all of those recommendations. And the three finalists we ended up with the most recommendations from Novocastrians was Praise Joe in Tyers Hill, Outdo in Newcastle, and, of course, Perry the Feeder Food Truck in Mayfield.
Yeah, that we just had dozens of messages, comments,
so many.
All of that stuff for
people
those guys.
People were invested, weren't they?
Yeah, so first of all, they all get a massive, I guess, they get a lot of praise just for that.
Yeah,
right?
They're clearly doing something right in their community to have so many people recommend their business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So well done to the finalists just for being there, really.
Totally. Now, if we recap the scores, Crevo.
Yes. Praise Joe in at 25.5.
Solid. They set the bar high. And an honourable mention to them for, of course, setting the bar high from the get-go, but their chicken toasty, mate.
Oh, got me.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And also they had the lovely little chaser at the end, like palate cleanser.
Oh, yeah, like the peach fizzy drink.
I wish I was able to, get a second time to score, because I think I would have given them an extra point for that.
But, I think so, too.
Yeah, no, that was pretty
Once
clever.
You lock in the scores, though, they're locked
yeah,
in forever.
Yeah, can't go back. Change
it. Those course, are the rules of Tour de Toasty.
It is. Of course, Outdo in Newcastle, their mac and cheese toasty. Oh, and the Christmas ham on the ham and cheese
so
toasty.
Thick.
It was, yeah.
If, so thick.
If you like it thick, go,
go to
Outdo.
Yes.
Outdo,
so
good. Top tier.
They've outdone themselves on the ham.
I see what you did there. And a little pepper on top was
have.
Nice as well.
Yeah, true.
And then, of course, stop number three on the journey was Perry the Feeder.
Now, we gave a full review on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were the standout for me. The buffalo chicken toasty was next level. We did hold back on the score, though, didn't we, Crevo?
That we did.
You
want to
know
why? Reveal.
We've got Jules from Perry the Feeder on the phone right now. And Jules, we would like to reveal the score to you as a solid 28.5 for Perry the Feeder, which means Perry the Feeder is the winner.
Woo-hoo!
Tour de Toasty!
Woo! Oh,
guys, it's so
You did an absolute cracking job when we come to visit you on Wednesday, Jules. It's a well-deserved win for you, that buffalo toasty. Oh, my God, and the sloppy Joe toasty. You've absolutely nailed the flavour, the ratio, the crunch factor,
Tyler
the butteriness.
Tyler is closing her eyes.
I'm dreaming about it again. I'm salivating. Jules, it's a well-deserved win for you and the team there at Perry the Feeder in Mayfield. Well done.
Credit to you.
You, holy moly.
How are you feeling knowing that you have been crowned winner of Tour de Toasty 2023?
I'm feeling pretty happy, and I've got my two best people here next to me, my two sons. They're pretty happy too.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's lovely.
Of course, we've got a nice...
dancing around.
Oh, that's the best. We've got an awesome trophy to drop off, which you can hang nice and proud up on the food truck counter there at Perry the Feeder in Mayfield. Jules, congratulations. Well deserved. The best toasty I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much, too.
You're very welcome, even so much so that Tyler was like, I know I've had three toasties today.
I could go back for more.
I think I'm going to go back this afternoon. I was like, just wait today, right? Three's a lot in one day.
Now, inject that buffalo chicken toasty into my veins.
Oh, great.
And, of course, special shout-out to you, Piper. Thank you for joining us all week this week as well.
We're so
you've absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, and you've done the people proud.
You have.
I hope so. I really have.
You totally have.
Thank you.
Represented
thank you.
Them well, and all of Newcastle should be proud of that result.
That's a wrap on Tour de Toasty.
Sure is.
Best week of my life.
We'll leave it there. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my
What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Stephen, hit us. What's the goss?
It's been an emotional roller coaster for lots of people on the internet, myself included, because I'm not sure if you saw it. It was doing the rounds on social media. A leaked poster of White Chicks 2 with both the Wayans brothers on it for a sequel. So it got a lot of people, myself included, feeling like this.
And I need you.
Yes.
And I miss you.
And everyone can do the hand gestures the same way Terry Crews does when he sings that.
Oh, it's such an iconic movie, isn't it? And probably one of the most quotable movies.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Some of the quotes that I still bust out now are from that.
Really?
Your mum is so old, her breast milk turned to powder. She breastfeeds like this. And then you just blow powder out your hand. Like all these, like, your mum hilarious jokes.
I think I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen
Revo.
It.
It is one of the most memorable movies of our childhood.
I don't think I've seen it.
You're mad. Go watch it. That's your homework for the weekend.
Absolutely, okay, that's your homework. But unfortunately, we're not sure if it's coming anytime soon because Marlon Wayans has kind of put these rumours to bed for now.
There's no such thing as the money, right, for White Chicks 2. That's too much work. 7 hours of makeup to be a white woman. I want to do sequels to movies where I'm a black guy and I'm in makeup for 15 minutes.
That's fair enough, but welcome to the life of a woman who has to sit in a makeup chair forever.
Not for 7 hours.
I think it's a bit different.
I mean,
turning
it is.
Yourself from a man into a woman of a different race. I think it's different.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's worth it. It's going to be worth it.
I think it's worth it.
Tyler says so.
Put in the work.
Honestly, it would turn over so much money.
That's what I mean. Hard work pays off and people will absolutely love it. They'll eat it up.
But anyway, it's put on hold for now. Never say never, though.
Damn.
If they made a poster, they're thinking about it.
You know what? Here's a solution. Just go and watch the OG because it's just the best.
Top tip from Tyler.
You're welcome.
News next. New FM.
Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
Novos. Novos. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Of course, my last Feel Good Friday here, Crevo. And my last live bulletin with Jess.
Sad face.
I ain't leaving. Still here. You know where the Waratah Manor is.
Yeah, this is true.
You can come swing around whenever you like.
It's sad, though.
It is sad.
We've had a lot of fun.
The best time ever.
It has been great on the show.
We've had a lot of stupid laughs. Honestly, if there was a fly on the wall, people would think that we're weirdos.
You're such a vibe. Like,
thank you so much.
Makes me so much happier every morning.
Bless you. Isn't that so nice.
That's about the best compliment you can get.
It is, and you deserve it. And I've had a few messages on Instagram and calls come through as well. It's all very well appreciated. Thank you so much.
You know what I won't miss, though?
What? The Crocs.
Yeah, they can go. Like, walk them out the door. Don't bring them back.
You know, whenever we catch up outside of work, Jess, it's exactly what I'm going to show
Probably with
in.
Socks, too.
Socks and Crocs is my vibe, sis. You know that.
Jess has just cancelled all the catch ups.
I haven't heard from Jess for a while. She's not answering my messages.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder why. That's why.
I'm building up my Croc collection. That's why.
Busy with that.
Yep.
Of course, if you would like to send through messages, etc.
They are welcome. Tyler.
At the Novos underscore.
Or my personal one too. Tyler Clare, follow me.
There you go.
I want to pump up
Cheeky
my followers.
Cheeky little plug. You're waking up with the Novos at New FM.
Now, yesterday on the show, Crevo, producer Stephen brought a story to us about Olivia Wilde showing up to a wedding as a wedding guest in a white wedding dress, which is a big fat no-no in my eyes.
Look, that was a specific reason, right? So they actually didn't mind that she did that. And I don't think it's such a big deal to wear white at a wedding. Like, people wind up as if white is this sacred colour that is only owned by the bride and the bride only.
Well, it kind of is on their wedding day.
You don't own a colour.
No, but it's just out of respect just to pick a different colour of all days.
What if it's your favourite dress?
Don't care. It's not about you. The day is not about you.
Yeah, but
it's about your friend that's getting married that happens to be wearing a white dress because it's her wedding day.
So many guys wear white shirts and they
shut
don't
up,
get,
it's not the same.
They don't get shtick about it.
It's not the same.
It's so typical, you know, women are often given this different standard than men.
Here we go.
It shouldn't be like that. I'm about equality. And equality is what matters here.
I'm about respecting other women.
Why should men not have to worry about what colour they wear?
This isn't
but
about
women,
men.
They got
Look
a different standard.
Typical male making it about himself again. It's about the woman showing up to another woman's wedding day wearing white, which I think is so rude. Just choose another colour.
You don't own colours. It's fine. You can wear whatever you want. Okay, wearing a wedding dress, that's a bit ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But if you've got a white dress, what's wrong with that?
You know, I've been to a wedding before where a guest showed up wearing a white lacy dress to a wedding. And it's like, sis, what are you doing? You're not the bride.
Yeah.
Why do you get to wear white lacy white?
Don't make it so self-centred, you know?
It's not. It's one day. Out of a bride's life. Maybe two or three later down the track if she wants a second or a third.
Not so exclusive these days.
Traditionally, it's one day in your life where the day is all about you and your partner.
Okay, let's let Newcastle decide this because surely I'm not the only one who thinks, who cares what colour you wear? Just should be happy that your friends and family have shown up. You know, 4967-4105. We, of course, have the whale-watching experience to give away this morning for two with Nova Cruises. That's worth like $150. You're out there checking out the whales for on us. Like, awesome stuff. 4967-4105. Should we be getting rid of this rule that you can't wear white to a wedding? Like, how ridiculous.
You can't wear white to a wedding, Creevo. I'm telling you now.
You can.
It's out of respect.
You can, and you should be able to.
No.
4967-4105. Are you Team Tyler? You can't wear white to a wedding. Boring, old school.
Oh,
or are you Team Creevo? Bit progressive. Thinking about the future.
That is not progressive.
You can wear any colour you like.
Oh, come off it.
4967-4105. Let's settle this once and for all. Let Newcastle decide up next. New FM.
Wearing white as a wedding guest, is it right or wrong? Can you do it? Yes or no? Is what we're asking.
Yeah, very simple. I'm just sick of the double standards. Right? That men just get off so easy on everything.
Shut up. It's not actually, this literally has nothing to do with men.
And ladies, always, you can't wear this, you can't wear that.
Right now in this moment, Creevo, this conversation has nothing to do with men. But yet again, you're making it about you.
Guys,
male.
Anyway. Guys, they're like, I want to wear a white shirt. I just put it on, that's it, done. Girls, you want to wear a white dress? No, other girls are going to crucify you about it.
Yeah, we will.
It's unreasonable.
Right.
It's not fair.
Let's go to Megan in Belmont North up first. Hey, Megan.
G'day, how you going?
Very well, thank you. Can you wear white to a wedding as a guest, yes or no?
I think you can wear whatever you want, and why do you have to wear a white dress when you're the bride?
Yeah, that's
the bride.
Thank you.
Like, we're not virgins anymore.
But the bride has the option. The bride has the option to wear white, and if she doesn't, that's on her. But it would be assumed that she would, which means that you just don't. You choose another color on their wedding day.
You know what?
Simple
Once
as
again,
that.
You're assuming what other women are going to want.
Oh, for God's
do.
Sake!
It's unreasonable.
Whatever.
I'm just all about equality. You know, that's all I'm saying. Nicole in Mayfield West, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with Tyler. There's two colours you don't wear to a wedding. You don't wear white and you don't wear black.
Oh, but don't you... Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much,
Nicole.
I hear what
you're saying, but don't you think it would be better if we were all equal?
It's not equal on a wedding day. It's all about the bride and groom, not about you.
Thank you, Nicole from Mayfield West, spitting some absolute sense into your face, Creevo. Thank you, Nicole. She's the winner today. Let's go to Keely next, though, in Sandgate.
1 point to Tyler, 1 point to Creevo.
Let's go to Keely in Sandgate next. Hey, Keely.
How you doing? Keely, you there?
Yep.
We got you. All right. So what are your thoughts on this?
I'm thinking that wedding dresses are so marked up that if anyone wears white to my wedding, that they'll be wearing red wine instead.
Thank you.
Why is that?
I just think that it's like you're paying for them to be there. They're there for you. They should just respect that you want to wear white on your day.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. See?
That seems like
Thank
a reasonable
you
point.
Very much.
Unfortunately for me. Well, what was that? Two to you, one to me.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That's
Thank
a win.
You.
That's
yeah,
a win.
I win. I'm leaving the show on a high.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgot what to say then.
That's all right. You did good. Thank
Winner.
You. Thank you very much, Tyler.
For beating you.
Yeah, but just in general, for being a great friend on air.
Likewise. I've had an absolute blast here at New FM, of course, on Breakfast, and last year producing you guys as well. It's been so much fun. I've loved every minute of it. I don't really love the 4 a.m. alarms.
And that's why you're getting rid
of
that part
of
your life.
I'm happy to be saying goodbye to those. But yeah, it is very sad to say goodbye to the rest of the team here at New FM, the people that I value a lot here. It'll be sad to not see them every day, but I'm not going to be a stranger.
That's
still
right.
A newie.
You'll still be around.
I'll still be at the Waratah Manor.
Have a great time with, you know, your next adventure.
Thank you.
You deserve every success.
And best of luck with you moving forward here at New FM too.
Thank you very much. Well, that's us done and dusted. Have a great weekend, everyone. And I'll see you on Monday.
I'll see you never. See ya.
Bye.